Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say that joining me on the phone from Hatton Operatic is Aileen. Hello.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Good, good. Yes, we're all good. We're all set, all gearing up for our opening night tonight, in fact.
I know, it's nearly showtime, isn't it? Are you all ready? Is everything where it should be?
We are. The set is back. The orchestra, the ladies in orchestra, and the men are in makeup. We're all set.
That's just normal day, really. Are you ready for the show, though? That's the.
Oh yeah, the show. Oh yeah, we're almost ready for the show as well. Yeah.
Good news, right? Well, you're coming on to tell us about The Boyfriend. We'll get to that in a bit, but there'll be people out there who won't know much about Hatton Operatic. So, can you give us a little bit of a history and who you are and what you do and all of that sort of thing?
Yes, I can indeed. So about, 70 years ago it is now,
wow,
a group of performers got together to celebrate the end of the war in 1945. And they put on a street party for the children of the day. Children dressed up, the adults sang, some of them danced. And a few weeks later they decided that was actually quite good fun and let's continue it. And here we are, 70 years later. In April we celebrated our 70th birthday.
Wow.
So we're still going strong. We've got generations have come and gone, but we're all still here, you know, performing for the yeah, things.
Fantastic. And you do, is it two or three shows a year that you do?
We do two. We do a what we call a book show, which is typically with a score and a libretto following a story, and that's every October. And then in the April, sometimes March time, in the springtime, we do a compilation or a review show, a cabaret type, songs from the shows. So something for everybody, we hope, in our repertoire there.
Brilliant. And you say, you know, you've got generations, then, you know, obviously you've got people coming through who are possibly children of people who have been part of the group before, and, you know, do you find
yes,
a sort of family sort of flow through of people?
Yes, absolutely. We've had, at one point, we have had four generations on stage.
Wow.
Myself, I've got my husband and my daughter, my son as well at one point. So my daughter started off as a six-year-old in Fiddler on the Roof, and now she's one of the leading ladies in tonight's production. But, yeah,
wow,
we've come on, we take them probably as young as five or six up until, well, at the age, there is no limit, really, on the age.
Fair enough. What do you think's the appeal of getting on stage then and you know, grips people and takes you through? You know, I've been talking with other, you know, groups about this, about, you know, what sort of inspires people to get up there and do it, do you think?
Just that you could be something totally different. So we come from many and varied careers, but you get on that stage and you can just be who you want to be. It's inspiring to watch other actors. I think it's a fantastic way for the youngsters to develop respect in the acting community and working with others. But so many actors coming up on the technical side as well. And so the writing is being run by students. So we've got young girls helping the technical side as well. And it's just one big family and we all support each other. And I think you get so much from it as a hobby. I would recommend everybody.
Fair enough.
And you get applause at the end.
Yeah, well, and everybody likes applause at the end. That's always good. So as you say, you know, there's so many more things. I think a lot of people are almost put off by the idea of I don't sing or I don't dance. But, you know, actually, there's so much more besides that goes into putting on a show.
Yeah, absolutely. From, you know, front of house, backstage, publicity, website design, not just the acting and performing as well. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk more about how people can find out more about you, but let's find out more about the show then. So, The Boyfriend, we're going back to the 20s.
We are the Roaring 20s. So, The Boyfriend is set on the French Riviera. It's a bit of a comic spoof, really.
Okay.
So, there's lots of ooh-la-la and flappers and jazz and being terribly well-spoken. And it's set in a finishing school on the French Riviera in Nice, and some of the perfect young ladies are not always as perfect as they make out,
okay,
and they get into quite a few scrapes as they meet boyfriends along the way, but I don't want to spoil the ending.
No, absolutely, no spoilers here.
No spoilers here.
So is it very sort of stylized 1920s? Is the musical very, you know, of the era? And
yeah, completely of the era, yes. The dance, the choreography has been taken from the era, the makeup, the costumes, even the slightly, I don't know what the word is, false, I want to say, but it's not real acting. Okay, no Stanislavski.
Okay.
It's a real takeoff, really.
Okay.
The 20s.
Of course, a lot of people, you know, will possibly have been introduced to this style of music and this style of dance from things like Strictly Come Dancing and
yes.
Charleston's and Galore on there. So, you know, people will kind of have something that they can link to.
They will definitely link it with the Charleston. And I don't know if Dan, you watched it a few weeks back. We had, I think it was Kelly Bright did one cartwheel turn. We have five.
Wow.
That's worth a ticket alone, isn't
there
it?
There you go. That should be on the poster.
yeah.
Five times more cartwheels than Kelly Bright.
Five times more Strictly.
Excellent. Fantastic. Hopefully you're gathering some folks together to give us a bit of a flavour of it, which is great. But before we do that, you start tonight. It's happening tonight in about an hour.
We start at 7:30 at the Magna Carta Arts Centre. In Staines-upon-Thames.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available tonight on the door, or you can ring our box office on 01784-256320, or you can just visit us online at hattonoperatic.org, and that will take you directly through to our online ticket office.
Fantastic, and you've got shows right through until Saturday.
So yes,
a bit of a Halloweeny theme.
Yes, come and enjoy your Halloween with us. We've got a matinee as well on the Saturday at 2:30.
Excellent. So 7:30 in the evenings and 2:30. And I've got here ticket prices £14 and then £13 for concessions and £10 for under 18s.
That's right.
Excellent. So what are you going to perform for us then?
Well, I have dragged from the makeup table.
Is it the men?
Well, it's one man. We've got Amanda Lapping, Paula Gething, and Clive Walker, and they are going to give you a completely a cappella version of The Boyfriend. What else but the title song?
Fantastic. Wow. Sit back and enjoy.
Sit back and enjoy. Here we go.
Okay, take it away.
There you go, Dan.
Fantastic. You're a little bit in the distance, but we could get a flavour of it for sure.
Fantastic.
So well done for the three of you. Good job. And now you're all warmed up and ready to go.
Ready to go.
Fantastic. So we wish you all the very best for this evening and for the rest of the week. And just to remind you that tickets are available on the door. And it starts at 7:30, so you need to get your coats on.
I
and
need
get
to
yourselves...
and get my wig on.
Okay. get your wig on, get your coats on, get yourselves down to the Magna Carta Arts Centre in Staines-upon-Thames and enjoy. So thank you once again for all of you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thank you. Come and Charleston with us.
Oh, well, I've been doing it in the studio. I should have videoed it. Enjoy. I'll take care and I'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, so that's Hatton Operatic, and they're doing The Boyfriend. Starting this very evening, in about 47 minutes to be precise, at the Magna Carta Arts Centre over in Staines-upon-Thames. From tonight through until Saturday, 7:30 in the evening, 2:30 matinee on Saturday as well. Tickets £14 or £13 for concessions, £10 for under 18s. And you can turn up on the door or give them a call on 01784 256 320 or check out the website hattonoperatic.org.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.